When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Susie is rolling in with an issue. Hey, Ben and Kelly, love your take on this. Okay. I usually go to the gym, shower, and wash my hair, walk about 10 minutes to the office.
Okay.
The thing is, that means my hair is usually wet until about noon.
Now, right?
She must have a lot of hair. My boss called me into her office this week and told me that I'm being unprofessional and wrote me up. I'm a 28-year-old woman. I work in a financial firm, but nobody ever really sees me in the office on certain days anyways. I feel like this is harassment, but wanted to hear from other people. Mm. Friends and coworkers have told me it's a bad look, while others have told me that they don't have a right to comment on my appearance. Mm. Does anyone have any experience with this? Thanks so much. Love your show.
Wet hair.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a woman, so I don't know what having thick, full, beautiful, luscious hair is like.
I don't know what that's like either. I'm a little jealous. It takes that long for hair to dry. You must have a lot of hair. Now, it must be thick and beautiful. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It is healthier for her hair to not heat style it.
Right.
And they'll tell you, anybody will tell you that. It is much healthier to not put heat on your hair and just let it go natural. If it looks amazing once it just dries naturally, then you are super lucky. Now, that said, you know, they do have diffusers, you know, or something like that that can help, it, especially if it's curly, that can help speed up the drying process. But yeah, I don't know, because that is a tricky situation when it comes to management. Do they have the right to, like, does that fall under, like, a dress code policy?
I think it probably does. Like, if it's, but see, we don't know what their dress code is. So, I mean,
right.
if it's actually written in the dress code, you know, you make sure that, well, but see, dress codes also have, like, that gray area where it can be up for interpretation, where it shouldn't necessarily be always up for interpretation. But
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody or heard of anybody having, like, must-have dry hair.
I wonder if someone complained to her or, you know, bosses about this. Like, Susie just comes in. She's got wet hair. It just looks awful.
Now, she looks like she's not ready to work.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that I'm not necessarily a huge fan of, like, wet hair when you're supposed to be working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not at a pool.
Sure. But in this case, she's got so much of it, it takes a long time to air dry. Like, what time is she getting in there, though? Like, seriously, how long? She says until noon? Usually, a lot of people are reporting to work by 8 or 9, right?
Well, maybe she's there at 9 and 9 or 9:30 and
so much
takes
hair.
A couple hours to air dry.
That is so much air. So much hair.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like.
I don't either.
All right. So, what is your experience with this? Do you have anything to contribute? 502-795-1997 is our number.
I feel like we need people in management to chime in with this.
Well,
like,
I mean,
have you had to deal with this? Is this typically a part of, like, considered a part of a dress code?
Well, like, if there is something specific in their dress code about, you know, keeping up a, see, that, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if there's something in their dress code that just says, it's like a blanket, like, keeping up a professional, you know, demeanor, or not demeanor, but like a professional
look,
then that could be interpreted by the manager or the management, you know?
Lots of different ways.
I know. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love your take. That is group therapy. Group therapy is an HR one where Susie's rolling in. She got written up at work by her boss for coming into work with wet hair. Seems very just like a non-issue, kind of, like, when you think about it. But then, you know, rules are put in place to keep work going forward and all that stuff. So we get that. And Susie's rolling in saying, hey, I don't know if I'm, like, being targeted here or if this is, like, a thing.
Well, so a lot of people are saying that, you know, it seems harsh that they just immediately wrote her up about it without having just a conversation like, hey, you know, we're going to need you to come to work with dry hair.
Now, Katie,
and
you
then
work
if
in...
she keeps doing it.
Yeah, yeah, Katie, you work in management. What was your take on that?
So as somebody who works in administration, unless it's clearly written in the dress code, enforcing it is really questionable.
Uh-huh.
You really have to have those policies that you're going to enforce as black and white as possible.
Right.
So, and I would also question, is it really a write-up or was it a verbal, you know, conversation that got written up for documentation?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Sometimes you can get those confused, you know?
Yeah.
One is punitive, one isn't, so.
Yeah, and maybe Susie is just full of emotion and firing off this email to us, and really it was just a, hey, let's not come to work with wet hair.
Right.
But it feels more harsh when it's, like, written down.
Like, yes,
per our conversation, when we talked about your wet hair, don't do that again.
Yeah, but you got to document it because if it happens again, that's the only way they can escalate it to the next level of discipline or what have you.
Man, Katie, glad you don't work with us.
We let a lot of things fly around here.
It's a little loose at the bootstraps, if you know what I mean here.
A little bit, yes.
All right, Katie, hey, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, Chris says, as an HR professional, I can tell you that the company does have the right to require a professional look and to define what that is as long as it doesn't discriminate based on age, gender, race, religion, or disability.
Whew. All right.
The policy also has to be enforced consistently. Having said that, for the first time she heard about this expectation and that she was being written up, then that's poor management. A simple conversation to explain the expectations would have been appropriate here.
Yeah, Lisa said, ugh, see, this is why I hate being in HR. She, due to a group of a certain age, many companies have had to put in a hygiene section in their employee manuals. You're expected to come to work, not ready to get ready for work.
Okay.
So if she reads her manual, she'll likely see a section just for her. Get it together.
Yeah, Randy says on Facebook, whether I think it's right or wrong, it's not a hill I'd want to die on personally. Just take an extra 5 to 10 minutes and blow my hair. Some battles aren't worth fighting.
That's kind of what I'm laying in. And Mickey says, look, if she's in front of clients at all with wet hair, that's a foul ball.
Yes.
So,
yeah, so many people, like the majority of people are just like, yeah, it's a bad look. Like wet hair just looks like you haven't made the effort yet.
Yeah.
To finish your appearance, which most people would consider that just look like you've made some sort of an effort. Now that said, there are a lot of like products, say, for instance, she's got curly hair. You put like gel or mousse in, it gives it like a wet look.
Mm.
But as long as it looks like it's in place, and you've made an effort to make it look like that, I think that's the difference.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, hey, I think we're landing on, hey, not a hill to die on.
Right. If they need dry hair, figure out a way to get it dried faster than noon.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm hashtag jealous you have enough hair that it takes until noon to dry.
Dang it. My sister Katie has hair like that. That's just so freaking thick. And I'm just like, man, I did not get that.
And unfortunately, nobody in my family was blessed with that. Now, my husband's side, they're rocking the thick hair and super jealous.
All right, well, hey, Susie, so, hopefully that helps. Sorry that it's maybe not the answer that you're wanting.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a little harsh. Like they could have just said, hey, I'm going to need you to dry your hair before you come in. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to have to start writing you up.
And maybe
that
it wasn't,
would have been a valid conversation, I think.
And then like, you know, Katie said, maybe it wasn't an official write-up, more so just a conversation of...
Maybe have that clarified.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy. 970 JX.